Welcome to this Body Slam Progress Atlas Weekend Special. Our guest is undefeated in progress this year. He has been campaigning to be part of Super Strong Style 16 for two long years. This coming weekend on the 18th of April, he challenges the Progress World Champion and ROH World Champion Jonathan Gresham for a spot in this year's Super Strong Style 16. He is that damn dirty dog. G Money, welcome.
What's shaking, Andy? How we doing?
I am very well. Very glad to speak to you again as well. So thank you very much for coming on today. We know you're super busy. We are Team Tice, the Great British Wrestling Podcast for Great British Wrestling, as featured on polyslam.net, brought to you by Powerful TV. My name is the Great British Attacking, Mr. Andrew Moore, Andy to most, and joined as always by Big Daddy Daniel, Mr. Daniel Allen. How we doing?
Very good and very happy to have that damn dirty dog with us today. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, Gene.
That's all right. Absolute pleasure.
Okay, straight to it. You have challenged Jonathan Gresham this weekend.
I have.
For the Super Strong Soul 16. Why? Why Gresham?
Well, I think you said it in the lead-up. I'm currently undefeated at Progress Wrestling, which is a really daft thing to say. But you take a look at the actual stats, there's only one bloke in the company who's got a better win-loss record than me this year, and that is Jonathan Gresham. So, yeah, you know, a lot of people are saying it's not smart, but a lot of people said I'm not Super Strong Style 16 material. You take a look at people who have been in that tournament before. You look at some of the names who have won that tournament before. It's, you know, the caliber of wrestlers who are in this are, frankly, some of the best going. So if I can't beat one of the best, then, you know, I'm saving everyone the bloody effort of going.
You did beat one of the best recently, though, with that fantastic win against Adam Maxted in a brilliant, brilliant match.
Yeah, Maxted, he's, you know, he's built like an absolute tank. Well, he's built like a Greek god. Let's face it. Look at him. He's like, you ask what should a wrestler look like, and it's Adam Maxted. And even how he wrestles, like he's got something there. And yeah, I'm not gonna lie, taking a couple of flying 2 feet to the back of the neck doesn't tickle. But I got the win. That's nice. And we keep that ball rolling.
Definitely.
With big wins like that, surely at some point you were gonna have a spot in the Superstar Strong 16, taking on the world champion. Do you not feel like, and saying that you won't enter if you lose, have you not put this in jeopardy? Surely you would have been entered eventually.
Andy, the answer, honestly, is I am exhausted. I am tired. And if I am in the Super Strong Style 16, nobody's bloody told me. 2 years ago, the fans kicked up a fuss, and every time someone who got announced for Strong Style who wasn't me, I got tagged so many times, that I got tweeted so many times. When Sonico got announced for Super Strong Style 16 in 2020, he had to put out an apology that he wasn't Gene Money. Like, and because of that, Progress Wrestling told me that they're going to have to put me in the tournament, otherwise they're going to look a bit like dicks. And so I've had this opportunity once before, but that was all management. We've got new management. It's, you know, wrestling is a constant thing of you've got to prove yourself. And if I've not got a win today, then it's, you know, it doesn't really matter. I need to keep this ball rolling.
Is there not a little bit of a hidden motive, added incentive after what Jonathan Gresham did to your good friend, Warren Banks, at Chapter, the 10th anniversary show?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I watched that, and it sucked to see, because Warren's such a deserving wrestler. And to see someone who, you know, I rate such as an individual outside of the ring as well, get cheated out of that opportunity in such a way. Yeah, of course, it stings a bit. But as much as I love Warren, this isn't about him. This is about me.
Super. Any words for Jonathan Gresham?
Gresham, if I can, I'm going to lariat you so hard that your dick falls off and you shit your pants. And I'm going to beat you if I can. But if I can't, I'm going to throw everything I got at you. And if that's not enough and I can't beat one of the best wrestlers in the world, then I know I can be happy going home knowing that I tried my best against the best. This is one of these things where people will be like, oh, it's going to be a massive loss if you lose. And yeah, it's going to suck. That's 2.5 years down the drain. But also, I get to prove I can hang with the best, which, you know, I can't argue with that.
Gresham is definitely one of the best at the moment and is fantastic because you are, without doubt, one of the best in British wrestling, and British wrestling is the best in the world.
It is good. It is good, but it's building its way back. Like, it's not where it was, and I think a lot of people want to take it there, and I'm definitely one of those people. I got to see kind of the tail end of British wrestling when it was in the forefront, when it was in the limelight, and I'm jonesing for that taste again, man. Like, we're gonna get back to their things. And I think with people like Gresham on the card, like, let's have a look at Gresham's weekend. He's got Dalton Castle on AEW on Saturday, and then he's got Chris Ridgeway on Sunday, and then he's got me on Monday. I mean, there's a slight quality dip from the start to the bottom, but regardless, it's, you know, having someone like that standing in the spotlight for Progress Wrestling is huge for our industry. And again, it's all about that ball rolling. You got to keep it going.
And of course, with the ball rolling, WWE have brought a stadium show to Cardiff. How big is that for the UK wrestling scene?
I think it's going to be huge. Yeah. It's like, what? The last time there was a proper pay-per-view, if you like, Sackoff Insurrection and Rebellion, like, you're talking, what? SummerSlam 92? Like, so this is the first time in 30 years. It's going to be massive. Yeah, it's going to be absolutely incredible. And just to have the UK as that kind of, all right, we're going back to where the wrestling's really good, then fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming on today, Gene. Is there any final things you would like to say?
I'm sure there is, but I am very tired right now. follow me. I'm so money. Hashtag Gene Super Strong Style 16. And if you like what you see, damndirtydog.co.uk, and you can help support me on this absolute madness of a journey.
Fantastic. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, don't feed the trolls.